Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com. Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about United Healthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Oh, what if I told you everything you know about the world is wrong?
What if I told you that all the things you believe to be impossible are in fact very much possible?
Reality is not what you think it is. It's so much more complicated, fascinating.
And above all,
boy howdy, is it terrifying.
We are at the fringes of the map.
Oh yeah.
And there's more than just dragons.
Brain, what would you like to do once you've done filling up the half track?
Oh, it's gassed up. Can I start it up and just sort of
Absolutely, do a bit of a
systems check and all that sort of thing?
It's all of the paneling and stuff like that is written in Russian, so you can't understand the language. But...
Or can you? You fucking spy.
But you understand the basic principle involved.
You understand the language because it's where you were born.
Yeah. Is it Lloyd? Dr. Lloyd?
Yeah, Dr. Lloyd, yeah.
She speak Russian?
You don't know.
I ask her.
You wander over and because she's still with Dr. Kitten.
Oh, she went with them.
Yeah.
She won't leave me alone.
Hey, boys, find anything?
Yeah, we did actually. Some whole bunch of. Just some like computers and stuff.
Why is he playfully tapping your leg?
Because we're friends.
Are you guys friends now?
Yeah. Yeah, we're mutual friends.
is this true, Dr. Boxy? Fast friends?
Yeah.
just real quick. You don't think it's Richie, do you?
It could be anyone, mate.
What'd you say?
I don't think it's him. I don't think it's you.
I can't hear the whispering and the muttering.
Shut the fuck up.
Oh, sorry.
What's the other?
Lloyd's been with us.
Lloyd's been, okay. Fuck. So she knows as well.
Yeah. Okay. Well, she kind of seems like, once again, that shock, I don't think you understand how out of it she is right now.
Right.
She's not reacting to anything.
Okay.
She's barely recovered from old mate getting crushed by the drill.
I wouldn't say friends, mate, but yeah, we've reached an agreement.
Okay. That sounds like friends to me.
That sounds a little strange, but you do what you will. Does anyone speak Russian?
No, I don't speak any Russian.
Not mine, no.
I got this tank working, but it's all in Rusky gibberish.
Oh, so you don't speak Russian? He doesn't speak Russian.
Why would I speak Russian?
See, Buxley, it's not Richie.
You know what you could do? You could try to use your fucking brain for once.
Apparently, their brain cell rubs together sounds like a monster under the ice.
Do you want to ask your girlfriend if she maybe speaks some Russian?
She's not my girlfriend. Hey, Dr. Lloyd, you don't happen to speak any Russian, do you?
Yes, she says. I speak a little Russian, yes.
Oh, okay, then.
Ask her if she'll help drive the tank.
You, like, learn that at school? Because of, like, rocks?
Just fucking ask her.
Yes. I learned it at school, yes.
She lying?
She seems in shock, and that shock is overriding anything else. You don't think she could lie right now?
Okay.
Can I pull the boys in? Just push her to the side a bit.
I think it's time to ditch her.
What do you mean?
Leave her here in a safe place and we'll move on without her. She's dragging us down.
We're not in a safe place. We're in the middle of the snow. None of the buildings are intact. No,
you hear the
rattling
of the building of an assault rifle. And you all turn around to see that Van has recovered. He has been spending this entire time scrambling around in the snow. Okay. He has recovered another AK. He holsters his revolver.
Well, that reminds me. We're going to try to get the Gatling guns, wherever they were from the tower.
I don't want to go anywhere near those mines again.
Yeah, good call. Okay.
We can see the scorch marks. Is that where the mines are? Or is that just the ones that blew up?
That's the ones that blew up.
I think those Gatling guns
are fucked. Give them this.
I reckon they probably got destroyed anyway.
And we're not strong enough to hold them.
We've got a tank.
We've got a tank.
When I checked the tank, did I check how much artillery is in the tank?
Yeah, you absolutely could have done that as part of a check. Yep. You see in the back, like I said, there's a bunch of C4, Russian C4, probably a C4 equivalent, maybe not necessarily C4 exactly. But yeah, in little racks in that back part of the half track as well, you see that you have a total of 30 shells.
Fuck yeah, that's plenty.
All right.
Unless there's 31 monsters.
How many
and we're a crack shot with everyone.
How many could there be? Absolutely.
Like one little bit.
I don't like the way he says that.
Van, do you speak Russian?
I think I've asked him that before.
He shakes his head. Nah, okay. I don't speak none of that Ruski bullshit.
I think I can wing it.
We definitely can't leave her behind either, because now she needs to help us drive the tank.
Yeah, but she doesn't. She's not going to help us, is she?
Could you help us read some Russian then?
Sure, yes. What do you need?
She's great. Let's bring her along. Yeah,
we found a tank and we think that, it could help us get back home.
All right. She wanders over to the vehicle. She leans over into the front half and the back half are both open. There's no way to close them.
Okay.
So you're kind of always a little bit exposed.
Yeah.
There is some, it's a vehicle of war, so there is like some protection from gunfire, but whether or not protection from gunfire is going to help you if a fucking javelin gets thrown at this vehicle, you're not sure.
Okay. Can she give Richie a bit of a crash course in what all the buttons mean?
Sure,
reasonably quickly, just in case she dies very suddenly.
Or you chuck her overboard.
Just in case she dies suddenly in your reasoning, or do you just leave that part out?
I leave that out.
You believe that you have a good idea of what all of the different instruments mean now. Whether or not that is correct, I'm actually not telling you. I'm telling you, you believe you know.
All right, great.
That's all you need.
We're ready to rock and roll. The only question is, I believe you said, let's get home. We're not going home.
We've got to follow those.
We've got to follow the tracks.
The tracks.
Yeah.
To the north. Where the people would.
Yeah.
I
believe Semenov's still alive.
The hand thing. We haven't talked about that.
Oh, right.
Oh, yeah.
Lads, by the way.
Oh,
just
yeah.
A quick big thing. Old hand over there. Two thumbs. I thought you might want to check that one out.
So there's nothing you've studied that has a hand like that.
That big? Two thumbs? Nah, mate. Haven't come across that one before, believe it or not.
What about in, like, I don't know, scary stories? Dr. Lloyd, any of your other research cover this kind of stuff?
If you show the giant hand to Dr. Lloyd, she bends over, begins vomiting.
Shit.
And then just crumples up into a ball.
Okay, get her out of the tank.
Get her out of the tank.
What are you doing with her?
I'd leave her behind, frankly.
No, we can't leave
I don't trust her.
She will die if we leave her behind.
That's what you get.
We ain't leaving no one behind.
Well, we're going to have to do what he says then. He's got the gun.
Well, I also, I'm with their van. I'm not leaving no one behind.
Get her back in the half track. Come on, lady.
Do you leave a lot of people behind during the wars?
You don't want to go down that path.
Okay, then. We'll leave her. Well, she stays with us then.
Yep. Van helps her back into the half track or carries her essentially back into the half track. Then he turns around. You see he nervously eyes that giant handprint. Seriously, Doctor, you heard of anything like that before?
Mate, I wish I could tell you that I had, but no, that's that one's new to me.
All right, that's pretty upsetting.
You're not wrong, yeah.
All right, we're heading after these boys.
Let's do it. If anyone can be helped, we should help them.
You all pile into the half track.
Yep.
Oh, I wanted to go down the hole.
Oh, right. Oh, shit, yeah.
Do you want to go down the hole?
I do. Before we get in the tank.
Yeah.
Let's tie some rope up to the tank.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
And I'll back you in.
Yeah, I just want to be lowered in, like a deep sea diver.
Yeah, I'll lower you in.
I pitch that to you guys.
Would you rather send Lloyd down?
She can't handle that.
She can't. She could barely look at a hand. Okay. I'm fine. All right. I'm not rattled. I'm excited.
Stop trying to kill Lloyd.
I'm not trying to kill her. I'm just trying
to
find.
You are trying to kill her.
Okay.
Leopold is very excited. This could be aliens.
All right. Well, let's tie you up and we'll back the tank back.
All right.
Lower you down.
I'd like to go into the hole, Adam.
Okay.
I assume I have a torch.
Do you take a gun?
No. I can't use a gun.
Foolish.
Does anyone try to give me a gun?
Maybe. Yeah. Van will. He tries to give you his pistol.
Well, no, I don't. I don't think I need that. You know, you just got to pull me out real quick.
I don't think you understand what I'm saying, son. I think you'd only need the one bullet.
Oh. Well, hopefully it doesn't come to that then, eh?
Well, yeah, hopefully. I mean, you know, he gestures around.
Smoldering wreck.
If they're taking people alive, I don't think you won't get took.
No, it's okay. If I get took, you'll come get me.
Of course we'll come get you, he says.
Can there is no confidence in that.
I take the gun. Yeah, I don't know if he means that, do I?
Yeah, there's no confidence in what he just said.
Lower me in, boys.
All right, back him in.
You begin to lower Dr. Kitten into the hole.
This may be the dumbest thing.
Oh, it definitely
for
is.
Sure.
Did we determine how much rope you were able to get for this?
No, we did not.
You have, I would say, probably 30 meters a leeway for this one.
Can we do it in 10-meter increments?
Right.
So give me 10 meters, and if it's all clear, give me another 10, and if it's all clear, give me another 10.
Yeah.
All
right. Would you like to use willpower on your drive check?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Dr. Kitten, you get lower and lower and lower and lower. I'm imagining the torch you were able to salvage is one of those classic, like, you know, the L-shaped ones that clips onto the front of a soldier's outfit?
Yeah.
That's what you've got. You're holding it in your hand, casting it around. You can see the bored drill hole that the drill here has made.
And then does it go into a big empty nothing?
As you get lowered further and further down, you're still in that hole for the longest time. How long did I say? 30 meters?
30 minutes, yeah.
Then, as the last maybe like 5 meters begin happening, the hole begins opening up and you realize you are in a massive underground space. You shine your light around and it is not strong enough to hit the ground.
Okay, fellas. So, about 5 meters back, so 25 meters down, the walls of the hole gave way and I'm now in some kind of cavern.
Your words echo powerfully around.
I can't see the bottom.
You hear it from one place in the darkness. Then again and again and again and again and again. It sounds okay, like fellas. You've woken up the hornet's nest.
Okay, fellas, time to get me out of here.
You hear something terrifically large groaning. And then the drill.
Oh.
Comes out of the darkness at you.
Can I swing out of the way?
You meant to die?
Go lows, yeah.
Lows?
Lows, right. Like how I want that drill to go. I want it to go low,
well,
past my legs.
You want to get out of the way? Because you're going to have to.
Did I fail?
Yeah. It's coming straight for you, dude.
I'm going to try to use my gymnastics skills to swing out of the way.
Would you like to spend willpower on this?
I've only got 2 left.
No.
Worth it.
No? Oh.
I believe in my abilities.
I'm not going to let you at it if you fail.
It's literally life or death.
No, I don't need it.
Okay.
I don't need it.
Very confident.
Ooh.
Oh.
Nah, you're fine.
You dog.
You manage to grab the rope, lift yourself up, and you do a beautiful little pirouette.
Oh, as gorgeous.
The drill bit embeds itself in the ice roof. When that happens, the two of you up on the surface feel a gentle rumbling. You are too far to be heard.
Yeah, I was going to say, he keeps calling out, so it's like ready to come back. We should pull him back in.
Has he got the rope attached to him?
Yeah.
Can you not tug on the rope? And we go, oh, he's tugging on the rope.
Yeah, I will in a minute. I just want to see what's down there.
All right.
So tell me, what's the deal with the omelets? What's that about? We got the time.
Perfect omelet consists of 2 eggs.
Okay, go on.
No milk. Milk is for amateurs.
Interesting.
But I need 2 eggs. If I don't have 2 eggs, I can't do it.
Yeah. You have a hot flame? Small.
Little flame.
Okay.
What's happening now? Can I see anything?
You still see only darkness. You drop the light. It falls off into the darkness.
Does it light anything as it's falling?
As it falls, it would, yes. You see a brief glimpse of a giant building made of ice.
Ooh, fuck.
You hear a horn.
Another
horn.
When you say building, like a tower, like a castle, like what are we talking here? Like a block of flats?
Imagine this building here, please describe it, made out of ice.
Okay.
Sheets of ice.
So has anyone, if anyone, you two will know, because we, part of our podcast, we've seen this film. If you've seen the film The Ritual, there is a series of barns and sort of cult-like churchy buildings. This is a wooden structure. It looks very primitive.
Obviously made out of ice, as I said.
Well, made out of ice.
Tom, I would just say it's a giant igloo.
Yeah, but it's not. It's like a big barn shape. It's long. It's tall. It looks like
a long igloo. That's
it's a
tall.
Bit Norse, if I'm being honest.
It's almost like if a bunker was made
of wood, but this is ice.
Of wood, but it's actually ice.
With a tiny little door.
And it's a little door because it's quite tall and sort of.
If you've seen The Northman, this looks like the houses in The Northman.
Sure, that's a good point.
But again, ice.
But again, ice.
That was the worst description
of it. It wouldn't be out of place in a shitty medieval village.
Yeah.
Then the light hits the floor beneath you and obviously shatters. But right before it shatters, you get a glimpse.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com. Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Of a figure, a person, looking up at you.
How big is this person?
It's only a brief glimpse, then it's gone.
Yeah, but like, how far? Like, am I looking at like, oh,
you're really, it's hard to guess perspective. You only got a brief, like I said, a really quick glance at it.
Did the light fall for ages though?
It fell for a while, yeah.
I feel like I know if it was big. Adam, I feel like you're not giving me enough credit.
Well, I would say that you were a little distracted by the fact that you
nearly
could
died.
Quite clearly see that there was smeared blood around their mouth.
Oh boy.
It looked like a Neanderthal.
What's happening now?
You can hear horns being blown from down below you.
I just start tugging the rope. Just slowly.
Tug it harder.
Imagine you're having your conversation about omelets.
Yeah.
And the rope just like tugs a little bit and then like increasing faster and faster and faster.
Gotta have the heat. On medium.
Yeah, all right. Any herbs and spices
wait,
in
what's
that
going
one?
On?
I don't think either of you could hear him or definitely can't tell him tugging on the rope because the rope is already has your entire weight on it and is not going to not have your entire weight on it.
See, true. This is like me thinking the tugging of the rope. That's kind of if you're underwater. It has no effect
so
here.
I would say rather the two of you drop him down completely. How long would you keep him down there for?
How annoying is he?
I mean, You're my friend,
Richie.
It's
a nice reprieve, isn't it? Mm. Yeah.
Talking about eggs.
Talking about eggs. We're pretty caught up in our conversation.
All happening up here.
Look, I think we quickly get through.
We did not think this through at all.
Can we go over and have a look?
You can look down, yeah. It falls away into darkness, though.
All right. I reckon we
would they still be able to see the light?
I think we finished our chat about
more.
No. Yeah. So that's what I mean. Do you look over and can no longer see the torch?
We can't see the light anymore, and I think we've got to. I jump back in the tank to pull him up.
If you drop me now and I go down into cavernous Neanderthal ice city and become their leader.
Mate, but make some friends. That's what you're all about.
Dr. Kitten.
Yes.
A net wraps itself around you.
Oh.
you need to make a drive check. the half track starts getting dragged towards the hole.
Cut the line!
No! You fuck! You absolute fuck!
The tank is very important.
I just realized one of my merits is I have a perfect memory.
Remembering anything helpful?
No.
Brain, you're first. So you're going to start flooring it?
Oh, yeah.
Are we in initiative?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Again, crack driver. Don't know if it helps. Oh, I ask Boxy if he can I ask Boxley to get the explosives ready, I think.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to do something.
The half track makes no progress. You're flooring it.
Oh, my God.
The half track has a lot of traction. You are not able – you're not losing ground, but you're not gaining ground either. Boxley, it's your turn.
I think I do my best to sort of call out down the hole, kitten, you might want to try to get out of the way, and then throw the C4 down there.
Not all of it. Not all
of it. You pick up a brick of C4.
Yeah.
What do you do next?
Do I have a fuse of any kind?
You look around. What are we looking for here? Do you have...
Can I step in here and help out?
You are unfortunately in the driver cabin, and the C4 is in the back cabin.
I can't call out instructions to him.
You could try to. I'd allow you to.
With my jack-of-all-trades craft skills.
And crack driver, you could do two things at once.
So yeah. The way this works is I'll get you to make a intelligence crafts. Every success you get on this roll is another die that he can use. Ooh, so yeah. Would you like to willpower this?
Oh, yeah.
Two successes. All right. So what is your intelligence crafts?
Okay. Crafts, zilcho.
Okay.
Intelligence, two.
All right, so you get +2, -3. It's one die, but it's not a chance die. Would you like to willpower this?
Yeah, fuck yeah, let's do it.
Ah, no successes.
Oh, fucking hell.
You root around, and I'll say that you get far enough to figure out, this is the detonator.
Yeah.
You get like a little fuse. It's basically, imagine like a large but thin Tic Tac.
Right.
And you know you need to wedge that in, and then break the Tic Tac. And then a chemical reaction will occur within it that will set it off.
Okay.
There is no way. Like, when you're explaining it, Brain, you're like, and then you'll have a minute. And you're like, exactly a minute? And Brain, you're like, a minute? You stick it in, yeah. Grab a pair of pliers, break the Tic Tac, and then drop that brick, Tic Tac intact, down the hole. As it falls down the hole, you do not see this, but as it falls down the hole, it bangs, bang, 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 on either side of the... Of either side of the
I'm
hole.
Just watching a brick of C4.
Kitten, a brick of C4? And then a little burning stick separately hit you.
Fuck. Can I try to catch one or the other?
I would say the brick hits you first, and then, like, you... you're not expecting
No,
that.
I'm not.
But you could catch the little burning stick if you wanted.
Oh,
can he shoot it? Can he shoot the C4?
He could try to shoot the C4. You don't know if that's going to work.
No, and also I don't know really what it was.
All right, it's your turn, kitten. If you want, you can shoot the C4. You could grab the stick. You got to choose.
I'm going to grab the stick.
Grab the stick? All right. You grab the little burning stick. Imagine a sparkler. It's sending out sparks from one of its ends.
I set the net on fire. I'm trying to burn my way out of the net.
Okay. I'll allow that. Sure. You cut a hole in the net, and then it falls all around you immediately. Immediately, like whatever was holding on, let go. The half track launches forward.
What?
Kitten, you are thrown chaotically 30 meters up. I'd say actually, well, Brain, do you slow down at all?
Yes.
Okay. I'll say maybe only 10 meters, like half of the way up, because you actually didn't go the full 30 meters down. But like 10 meters up is fucking rough going for you,
buddy. Oh, yeah, it's no good. Am I back walled
in? Will take...
Oh, no.
6 points of bashing damage. So you're on 2 lethal currently, right?
Yeah.
Or 3 lethal.
I'm on 3 lethal. I've got 3 health left.
Yeah, so let me explain the way
damage works. Unconscious.
Not necessarily. Now, the way damage works, you take 1, 2, 3 points of bashing damage.
Yep.
And then when the bashing damage fills out, first off, you need to make a check to stay conscious.
Yep.
So you're going to need to make a resolve stamina check. Now, you'll be glad to know that the -3 that you are taking to all actions currently does not affect this roll. It's the only roll that's...
Oh, so I'm now -3 to all actions.
Yes.
Fuck.
Man, you fall unconscious. Then, you've only taken 3 points of bashing, but you had 6.
Yeah.
The next 3 go 1, 2, 3, and get converted to lethal.
Hey, am I dead?
No. Full lethal damage somehow is not death.
Full aggravated would be dead, though, right?
Every minute, you will, until you receive medical attention, every minute, each one of your lethal points will become an aggravated point of damage. And then when aggravated damage fills your health bar,
you die.
That's death.
Yeah, okay. Hey, aggravated might not go away, right?
Aggravated takes a week to go away.
If it goes away.
If it goes away at all.
How close to death is he?
He's full lethal, so he's going to start bleeding out, as it were. He needs immediate medical attention. You, without, because you slowed down, you don't take any further damage.
I'm unconscious.
Yeah, you pull out a very unconscious Dr. Kitten. He needs immediate medical attention.
Oh, he's a willpower.
All right. Oh, you're such a kind boy. So lovely. All right. Okay. So you are stabilized. You lose 2 points of lethal damage. So you're on 4 lethal now, -1 to all actions. After, I'm going to say that takes about half an hour.
Fuck.
At the end of that half an hour, you are awake and stable, -1 to all actions. You rolled pretty well. Good job.
Jesus.
So you're awake.
Am I now awake?
Yes, yeah. You're conscious.
Do you want to tell us about what you saw down there?
Oh boy.
Words, Kitten.
It's, jeez.
What's down there?
Fucking hell.
Spit it out.
Oh, you know, there's a,
I'm old, be quicker.
There's a city.
Fuck,
fellas, there's a whole city of them.
And
they are so big and just blood teeth. They're so big. They're like a fella, but he's, oh boy, oh jeez, you bet he's the, jeez, just real, oh God, so big, city.
Are they going to be coming after us?
I was in a net.
Okay. Fuck.
Oxley, C4 time.
C4 time, yeah. You might want to take care of it this time, because I'm pretty sure I fucked it up last time.
If I may. Oxley, they're so big.
Can I C4?
Absolutely.
Too big.
Can I grab two thumbs on each hand and...
All right, look, we got to get rid of these fuckers.
Too big.
Shh, hush now. Can I get all the C4?
Yes.
And using the Jack of all trades craft stuff?
Yep. I would say you are good enough at this that I'm not even going to make you roll. You start sticking detonators in
all
C4.
All the C4.
You drop.
We need to drive so fast after you do this, mate.
You drop all of the C4 at once or one at a time? At once is going to be scary because you need to set all of them to go and then you need to get them down there in under a minute. Or you could do them one at a time. But obviously,
all at once.
I think we're all thinking this.
All at once.
You could cause a cave-in.
All at once.
All right. So, I'm guessing you're getting everyone to help.
Yeah.
Even I'm helping. I can't do shit.
If they want to.
Yeah. All right.
Oh, no, I won't help because I'm -3. I'll set myself on fire.
This is going to be just a straight up dexterity check.
Oh, I've got good dexterity. I'm -3 to all checks.
-1.
Oh, no, I've got bad dexterity.
I've got good dexterity. My dexterity is 4, and I can put willpower on it because I need to.
Now, all three of you, plus, unfortunately,
Lloyd.
Dr. Lloyd is just not going to be able to help you with this. In fact, if anything, you don't want her helping because she's very likely to make mistakes.
Van looks like he fucking loves blowing shit up.
Van can help. So the three of you, plus Van, all of you going to need to make just a dexterity check, and I need a total of 5 successes across all 4 of you to get this done. Otherwise, it goes off early.
Okay, let's go.
How early?
I'm spending
early enough that it won't matter.
Fucking hell.
It's five successes or death.
Hang on, just quickly. Let's have a quick little meeting.
Yeah.
Adam, if you just
sidebar. Dexterity one.
Also one.
Dexterity four happy minus use, one. Dexterity three. And I'm gonna use willpower.
Yeah.
I've got one more willpower left after.
So what have we got? Five and then willpower adds one.
Is that it, Adam?
Hang on.
What do you mean, sorry?
How much does willpower add?
It adds a plus three to your roll.
Okay. Oh. So you're
always
like
willpower. Always willpower.
Willpower.
Yeah, we use willpower.
Four. Yeah. I use willpower. I've now got six.
And Van.
Dexterity and Van, whatever his is.
Okay.
I reckon we can do this.
Who wants to go first?
Me.
All right. So you've got, you're spending a point of willpower. You've got four dice.
Yeah. How many successes? You get
one success.
Oh, yeah.
Richie.
No, I was hoping, you as well.
I was hoping for you to get more than one.
One success?
Oh, get F.
Fuck.
Fuck.
Okay, so you've got two successes. Do you want to go first or do you want Van to go first?
Van.
Van? All right. Yeah.
Come on, Van.
Van four as well.
Yeah. No successes!
Shit. Okay.
All right, so what's yours?
My dexterity is four.
Yeah.
So it's three with a minus one. But I want to use willpower, so it's six.
Come on.
You've gotten four successes total.
And I've got to roll again.
This is the roll again.
That's what I mean.
Do you want to roll it?
No. Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
This is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com. A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.